Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. We're on Juz 20, and today's verse is from Surah Qasas, ayah 60. مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. I'm really excited about sharing this one with you. It's one of my most favourite passages in the Quran, and I absolutely love the story that goes with it. A little later on in the same juz and surah as this verse, Allah tells us the story of a man named Qarun. You may have heard of it before. I'm going to paraphrase it here, but I'd really encourage you to find a good translation of the Quran and to read it for yourself. Qarun was the cousin of Prophet Musa, but he was an arrogant bully. He was so super rich that it took a whole group of people to lift the keys for his treasure chests. And he was chuffed. Look at me, he'd brag. I've got all this wealth because I'm so smart. He'd constantly go around boasting to people about how epic his life was. And people would look at him in awe. Whoa, look at what he's got. I wish I had that. He's so lucky. Maybe you're making connections here already. But to me, this could be something from today. How many celebrities, influencers do we look up to for their worldly gains, scrolling through their lives and wishing we looked like them, lived like them, and had the stuff that they do? There's nothing wrong with having fun. I don't believe Allah asks us to be miserable, and I believe He created this earth so beautiful because He wants us to enjoy it, but to enjoy it through remembering Him and remembering what He sent us here for. Qarun thought it was all just fun and games, no purpose, no meaning in life, and he used his wealth to become arrogant and horrible to everyone around him. So back to the actual ayah. Allah says that the knowledgeable and wise people watching Qarun advised him to use his riches to serve Allah and to work for the hereafter. They warned him not to boast and to be good to others, just as Allah has been good to you. Do you think Qarun listened? I'll leave it to you to go and find the answer from the Quran. To me, this verse is a reminder to catch myself when I'm comparing my life to others and wishing for what they have. It reminds me to focus on what actually matters in this life and what Allah is asking from me. I find it comforting to know every time I feel like I've missed out on some sort of pleasure in this world that what is with Allah is better and more lasting. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. We already know ma, meaning what, from Juz 5. So here I've got abqa, more lasting. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a signpost for eternity to link with the word abqa. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflections on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply this verse. Maybe we can recite this verse when we find ourselves wishing for the things that someone else might have. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keyword and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.